This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us what rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today to continue to lead us and guide us in every way. We thank you, oh God, for our families. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for being closed in our right mind, having activity of our limbs. We take nothing for granted on today. We pray in the name of Jesus, your minister to us all in this last and evil day. Oh God, so much going on around about us, but you are still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we thank you for it. On today, God, I pray, just speak through my lips of clay. Think through my mind on today. Oh, God, we just thank you on today. We thank you for the listeners on today. God, I pray that you stir hearts and minds like never before, oh, God. Oh, God, we're living in the last and evil days, oh, God, that people need to seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Oh, God, you said in your word that you would hear, oh, God, and you would forgive and that you would heal this land. Oh, God, this land is sick. Oh, my God, the people are sick, oh, God. They need a Savior. You are only hope, oh, God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we can make a difference here at the Ready Church in somebody's life before time is too late. We see the signs of judgment all around about us. We plead the blood of Jesus on today, God. We pray, oh God, you unstop deaf ears, oh God, and uncover eyes to see, oh God, what's taking place all around about us. Oh God, the Antichrist spirit is all around about us, God, anti-God, oh my God. But you said, oh God, in your word, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Help us not to be a fool today. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes. We're going to talk about the power of steadfastness in our faith. As you know, we're living in a crucial time. I mean, there's so much going on, witchcraft, occultists, pagan, idolatry, all of these demonic spirits, all working under the same guideline of darkness. Oh my God. And we as the body of Christ, we need to be about our Father's business, for he's soon to come. He's coming back for a Ready Church. We must be believers, y'all. We must be believers. I know they're saying you ain't got to believe today and be saved. How in the world can you be saved without believing? You got to believe. You got to believe that you that the seat you sitting in right now will hold you. You got to believe God. How can you have faith in God if you don't believe he exists? That's the problem. The devil don't want you to think he exists, but who's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives today? It's nobody but Satan. But here, we want to talk about the steadfastness of your faith. You must have your faith in Jesus Christ. He's the only one that saved us. He's the only one that's keeping you. He's the only one supplying your needs today. He's your doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. Has he not been anything for you today? Have he not healed your body? Have he not kept you from seen and unseen danger? Sometimes danger is all around about you, and you may not even see or recognize the danger. He's kept us. He's keeping us. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He deserved the glory. He deserved the honor. He deserved the praise. No man on this earth deserves our praise. God has made us, and not we ourselves. And we must keep our faith in the right place. You know, there's so much going on today, as I said, witchcraft in America. It's a spell over America. The Bible says a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. I don't have no new word. The word is the same. It's to keep our faith in him, to keep repeating the word of God so that you can grow. The Bible said faith coming by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. It's got to be the word of God that you hear. You just can't hear any and everything and think you're going to grow in Christ. No, you're going to grow in your flesh. Flesh, there is no good thing in your flesh. Look it up. The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. Flesh don't want to hear God. Flesh want to do what it wants to do. That's why you got atheists, and that's why you got the Antichrist spirit around you, because he don't want you to believe God. But we must believe. You cannot come to God and self, but you believe that he said he is who he said he is, and he would do what he said he would do. You have to believe. And we can't just believe in it and everything. You can't believe in yourself. You can't do nothing. Apart from him, you can do nothing. You do not even own the breath that you're breathing. He breathed the breath of life inside of us. That's why we're breathing. The blood is running warm in your vein this morning because he did it. God did it. God did it. It's life in the blood. Without the blood, you're dead. There's life in the blood. And there's power in the blood of Jesus today. God sent his only begotten son for you and I to save us from our sins, which we all were born in sin. And that's why we have to be born again. Renewing of your mind. Renewing of your heart. And you cannot get up under this Antichrist spirit that's flowing everywhere today. New thoughts. The law of attraction. And you know all this. And you evolving. And revolution. And evolution. And oh no. We got to stick with the word of God. That's what saves us, God's word. God's word. Jesus was an example of showing us what worked, and it was God's word. When Satan talked to him, what did he use? The word. He said, Satan, get back. It is written. He gave him the written word. And in order for us to give the written word, we must read the written word and get the written word in our hearts so that we'll be able to stand in this last and evil days and haven't done all to stand. We can only stand on God's word because everything else is going down but his word. Can you not see it? Business is going down. Your home going down. Workplace going down. Stores going down. Banks going down. Everywhere you look, everything is going down but the word of God. It's going to be your only hope, y'all. Our only hope is Jesus. We got to have a steadfast faith in God. Not in man. People looking to one another. Oh no, I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Where 1 Peter 5 and 8 and verse 9 said, be sober. You got to be, when you be sober, you got to be clear-minded. You can't be intoxicated. You can't be intoxicated with drink. You can't be intoxicated with words. You know, because that's how people react by the words that you've heard. That's why we got mass killing and shooting going on because of things people watch, you listen to, and things you see. They enter into your spirit, the spirit of darkness, the Antichrist spirit of evil, wickedness, enter into your heart, and then people act it out. And people say, follow your heart. No, don't follow your heart. Don't follow your, let your conscience be your guide. No, follow the word of God. Because the Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? But God. There's nothing good in you. There's nothing good in your mind. Nothing good in your thoughts. That's why we're to get the mind of Christ. And that builds your faith. Faith coming by hearing the word of God. The word of God is the only thing going to work. The word of God is the only thing that's not going down. Relationship. Friends you done had for years. They ain't your friend no more. Everybody, you know, going on, you know, doing their own thing. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. No, I'm going to stick with the word of God. He'll be a friend for me. You may feel like, oh, well, I done lost my friend. But what a friend I have in Jesus. I'm going to keep my friend. I'm going to keep my hand in Jesus' hand. I'm going to keep looking to him, the author and the finisher of my faith on today. As I said, I'm not a preacher, but I love the Lord and I love his word. The 1 Peter 5 and 8 said, be sober. Be clear-minded. When you're sober, you're clear-minded. Because when you're intoxicated, you can't think right. It's like being a double-minded person. You know, your thoughts here and there, you know. You can't think clear when you're not sober. He told us to be sober-minded. How we be sober-minded is get in the word of God. The word cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It will cleanse your thought process. He said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because what? Your adversary. Who's the adversary? The devil. As a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Devour me to destroy you, to get rid of you, to annihilate you. That's what the devil wants to do, get rid of you. His goal is kill, steal, and destroy people's lives. But you say, I come to give you life and that life more abundantly on today. I thank God for abundant life. He said what? Resist him. You got to resist him. You can't listen to the devil. You can't. You got to be careful what you see. You got to be careful what you hear. You have to be careful in this last hour. The devil's playing for keeps. And as I said, the Antichrist spirit is in the land, and it's working under darkness. People just being atheists, seeing in their heart there is no God. New thought, you know, law of attraction. People just believing in themselves. You know, you better keep your faith in God. It's important what you believe and who you believe in. And they tell you, you know, all roads lead to. All roads, any kind of road that leads you to God, the true and living God. No, baby, no. That's not what the word says. Oh, no. Jesus is the only way. Everything we must do it in the name of Jesus. God sent his son to restore us back to a relationship with God, where Adam and Eve fell by disobeying God's word. No, it's Jesus came to restore us back. The Jesus of Nazareth, the true and living God, sent his only son to restore us back to a relationship with our Father. That is he that made us and not we ourselves. He made us to glorify him, to praise him, to worship him. You can't worship anything and anybody. These people worshiping man, they looking to man. You don't got your eyes off of God, and you worshiping these men. They your idol, they your guru, they who you worship. That, I mean, people just, oh my God, they think these men and women are a God. And all they don't think that they God, they think them gods themselves. I do whatever I want to do. When you do whatever you want to do, you're not doing the will of God. He said, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. We got to consult God about everything. I mean everything. Everything. The word of God said, resist him and he will resist him. The only way you're going to resist him and not listen to the devil, listen to God's word. Read his word. Get in your Bible. Put that iPad down. Get your Bible. Get the Bible. It says, resist the devil. Resist him and stay fast in your faith. Stay fast in your faith. Paul told Timothy, he said, don't forget what your mama, Eunice and Lois, your grandmama taught you. Don't forget. He said, train them up in the way of the Lord. Train your children up in the way of the Lord. The devil don't want your children to be trained up in the way of the Lord today. And that's the goal of the New Agers. As I was saying earlier, that's their goal. They want to take parental rights away from you, that your children would dishonor you and disrespect you. And the Bible talks about it. And, you know, in Timothy, it said, look, in the last day, perilous time would come that kids would be disobedient to their parents. Aren't they disobedient? They not only disobedient to the parents, they're disobedient to any authority. In authority, teachers can't even teach your kids today. They so unruly. I mean, they talking back to the teachers. They fighting the teachers. They shooting the teachers. Come on, that's what The Antichrist spirit is all about the new world order. Get rid of the old order. Take prayer out. Take commandments out. That's the old order. And bring new order in. A nation without God. And the Bible says a nation without God should be cast into hell. That's what the devil wants. A nation without God. Man going to destroy himself. Yeah. He said it won't be water but fire. And next time it's probably going to be a war. Missiles, you know. Oh, my God. I just wish I could get through to somebody. Oh, my God. It said, being steadfast in your faith. It's important what you believe. Like I said, Paul told Timothy, so look, don't forget what you've been taught. You know, he even let them know that there men would enter in and they would be changing things. You know, continue in the faith. Continue in what's right. Continue in what you've been taught from the beginning. God ain't doing no new thing. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if it's new, it's not true. Don't go that way. Don't go down that path. If they say he over here, he said don't go. And say God doing something new, don't go. And we see it all throughout America now. The singers are changing. The gospel singers ain't gospel singers no more. You know, they not singing the gospel. They bringing in all this the filth from off the altar of Baal, the music, you know, that was made through when people was high and drunk and intoxicated, weren't even sober, man. And, you know, they sang in summer and, you know, at wind. They start bringing this little things in, little by little, bringing in through marriages, you know, want the secular song to be sung to you, you know, in the church. And, oh, my God, the devil has used so many things to get us away and to destroy America. Morals just gone down. Baggage just gone down. Don't care how you look. You don't care what you say, what you do. I mean, woman, thou are loose. Just look, loose. You look in the Facebook and you look at Instagram. Everybody, their butt and they showing their butt and they have negative breasts out. Just loose. That's not God. He bringing this nation to an open shame. He knocking the leaders down, the top leaders, and from the and the secular, the world, and the church being knocked down. God's destroying everything. He said, "There's nothing here that should not be revealed." He's knocking everything down. Everything that can be shaken, he's shaking, and only those that are in him will remain standing. And all we will stand is on his word. Christ is solid rock. I stand all other ground is sinking sand. Come on, y'all. Let's get it together. Get back to the word of God. What he called abomination, they're now saying it's okay. You know, he said it's abomination. He had rules. Things you do and you do not do. You got rules in your home for your children. Things you do and do not do. We supposed to be the children of God. And he has rules for us too. Oh, my God. The Bible says, knowing that the same affliction are experiencing by your brother that are in the world. Hebrews 2:1-3. Therefore, ye ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which ye have heard. Come on, y'all. Don't lose it. Don't turn away. Don't walk away from the things of God, righteousness and holiness. He said holiness. He's a holy God. And we must live, be holy. We must be set apart, set aside for the use of God. Not for the devil, but for the use of God this morning. He said, lest at any time we shall let them slip. Except for the words spoken by angels were steadfast in every transgression and disobedient received a just recompense of reward. I need to turn my light on so I can see a little better here. Just a minute. It says, women. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Salvation is only in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only way. There are not many ways. God is not doing a new thing like Jason, I'm saying. He's saying there are many ways to God. That's not what the Bible says. We got to stick with the word of God. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. We got to stick with the word of God. What are you saying in the beginning? He's saying in the end. So God is not doing nothing new. He's not changing his word for you or for me. His word is settled forever. That's what the word says. It said, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by him that hear him. We got to hear God. We got to listen to God. We can't hear the many voices. We got to hear the voice of God. For there are many voices that's going in the world. You're hearing, like I said, there are new ages all around. Oprah Eckhart Tolle and stuff talking about new earth. They was bringing in this Antichrist spirit. The doctrines of devils and demons. Who are they? They not even saved. And people, unsaved people telling the saved people what the word say. Open to my, because you say that there are many ways to God, and she says she's a Christian too. No, honey, you should know them by their fruit. And the fruit shows you what's at the root. And it's not God. It's not the true and living God. He's a righteous God. He's a holy God. Oh, yes. Hebrews 3:14-15 said, for we are made partakers of Christ. We can't be partakers with the devil and God, too. You can't serve God and mammon, too. You can't serve God and man money, too. And the preachers brought that in, Creflo Dollar and Leroy Thompson and all of them, Jakes, and all of them was a part. They all been hired for this assignment what we see today, and that's to destroy the church with this prosperity. Get people mad off of the word of God saying Jesus coming. Start telling them money coming. Money coming to you now. Money coming to you now. Then you get your focus off what it need to be on. That's the word of God. And then Jesus is coming. Because see, now we had to seek out the money. Because the Bible says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. That means he's going to supply every need you need. Every need. Every need. You need food, clothes, shelter, whatever you need, he will supply. When you seek him first. You want a house, you want a car. Yeah, we don't have to get corrupt to have things. These people so rich and they got so much money, they don't need God. When you got so much, the Bible says it's hard for a rich man. It's hard for a rich man to make it happen. It's hard. Oh my God. It says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confession steadfast unto the end. We got to hold steadfast. We can't let go God's word. We can't change God's word to fit what we want. That's the thing. See, people don't want to apply the word of God to our everyday life now. You want to run things. It's my thing. Do what you want to do. Cheesy Jackson had a thing at their church on a Friday night. People sitting around playing cards and dancing, doing line dancing. Young ladies talking about, I'm going to care my sister and her children. We're going to bring all our family here because you can do whatever you want to do. And they were playing the song. And I know y'all know the song from way back in the 60s. It's your thing. Do what you want to do in the 50s. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. No, it's not my thing and I do what I want to do. It's God's will that we must do. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done in my life. You lead and guide my life. And God don't drive us. That purpose-driven book that Rick Warren put out, God don't drive us. Y'all need to pay attention to everything. He leads and guides us. He don't drive us. That purpose-driven book have driven people right on away from the true and living God. It's so many things that the devil had used over these 48 years that I've been in the Lord, that I've seen, that people ain't paying attention. That's why God told us to watch and pray. Stay alert. Keep your eyes on him, not them. But people got their eyes off of God. They got relaxed. And even the New Agers say that the church went to sleep. Alice Bella said the church went to sleep. That's why she was able to use her 10 points. Her 10 points. And I'm going to tell y'all about them 10 points. I'll get to them 10 points. But right now, I'm gonna get to the word of God. Those 10 points that the New Agers was trying to use, it's out. It's in the world today. It's under that witchcraft. It's under a spell. Church in the world got a spell on them. But anyway, it says, for we are to be partakers of Christ. Only a partaker of Christ. We shouldn't be seeing you acting like the world, doing like the world, and you say you got Christ in you. There's a difference in righteousness and unrighteousness, clean and unclean, holy and unholy. There's a difference. You said we shouldn't be partakers of the world. Yeah, how is it that Jakes and these other ministers, you know, walking hand in hand with the world and saying that you love Jesus? He said if you're loving the world, the love of the Father is not in you. He said it. The word of God said it. Not me. He said the love of the Father is not in you. So if the love of the Father is not in you, guess what? They're on the devil side too. They working through the devil. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 23, he said these pastors had led the flocks away. It led you astray. The Bible speaks of this. He warned us. That's why we read the word of God. So it's like a compass. You know, compass leads you, you know, north, south, east, west. You know, show you which direction you to go. You know, like an airplane, they use a compass. And we need to use the compass, which is the word of God. It would lead us and guide us, y'all, through his word. Oh, my God. It said, why it is said today, if you hear my voice, who voice? The voice of God. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Don't be stiff-hearted. Don't let your heart get cold. Don't let your heart go astray. Don't let it wander off. Your mind, don't let your mind wander off and take your heart away from God. See the devil trying to get in here. But he's a liar. God be for me. No devil can be against me. It says, as in the provocation, meaning rebellion. This is a rebellious nation. That's why the Bible said witchcraft is as a form of rebellion. Rebellion is as a form of witchcraft. They all lined up under the same darkness. Darkness. What we are now calling light is darkness, and what we're calling darkness is now light. The word of God told us in Isaiah, so they be calling bitter sweet and sweet for bitter. Good is evil and evil is good. Everything is reversed. The Bible has warned us through the word of God. What other book on the face of earth has warned us? Has given us the revelation of the things to come. That's what revelation means. To unveil, to uncover, to tell us the things to come. That's why the pastors ain't reading in Revelation. He don't want you to know. And the devil using them to take you away from the word of God. That's why you reading the Bible from the middle instead of the beginning. Because the devil won't overlook the abomination, the things that God hates. God said a man with a man and a woman with a woman. No, he hates that. It's abomination. Sister-in-law with brother-in-law and husband husband with a man with a, you know, come on, all this. See, the enemy trying to get in my thoughts, but he's a liar. Like I said, I'm not no preacher, but I know the word of God, and that's what the enemy tried to attack your mind. That's what the battle is in your mind, honey. The battle is in your mind. That's what the devil talked to your mind. He tried to take your mind away from the things of God and corrupt your mind. to unspiritual things, unbiblical things. He don't want you to seek God. He wants you to seek your own way. Have your own way. You know, the Burger King mentality. Have it your way. Have it your way. No, we can't have it our way. It's God's way or no way. Or you're going to be hell bound. Hell is as real as heaven. People want to get rid of hell. Oh, they talk about hell. You know, ain't no hell. God is a God of love. Yeah, he's a God of love. He's a God of judgment too. Didn't that judgment come when that flood came and washed them away? All but Noah and his family. Was that not judgment? He was a God of love. He gave them plenty of time. Noah preached over 120 years. You keep preaching to people and they don't want to hear. If you be lost, it's nobody's fault but your own. He's giving us the word, but it's your choice. He ain't going to make you say. He ain't going to make you give your life to him. He gave you free will and choice to accept him or to reject him. But we here at the Ready Church, we're trying to help you to receive him. No, don't reject him, but it's your choice if you do. We can't make you. All we can do is tell you what the word says and pray that God will prick your heart and touch your heart and help change your mind. Get your mind to do right. You can't do right with a do wrong mind. It starts with your mind. The battles that you fight every day is in your mind. It's the devil talking in one ear and God talking in the other. Which one you going to hear? Which one you going to obey? That's the thing. There's two kingdoms. Kingdom of heaven and kingdom of darkness. And they got rulers. God ruling his kingdom and Satan rules in his. Which kingdom are you in? Which side are you on? Are you double-minded? You think you can be in the church and the world too? No. You can't walk on both sides of the street at the same time. It's impossible to serve God and man too. It's impossible to serve the true and living God and serve the devil too. You got to choose. Excuse me, who you going to serve? The Bible said in Matthew 24, and verse 11 and 13, it said, and many false prophets, not a few. And that's what we're seeing today. Some of these leaders ain't never been saved. They ain't never gave their life to the Lord. Been in church all their life. Singing in the church. Testifying in the church. Just know how to do it. Got a form of godliness, but deny the power of God. Ain't no anointing on it. Only anointing that destroys the yokes in your life and remove the burden. Only the anointing. Only the power of God. These people think, oh, they got a voice to sing. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Gifts are without repentance. Gifts are without repentance. You can have a gift to sing. Oh, wow, they can really sing. Oh, it just touched my heart. What that mean? Did it change your life? That's the thing. The anointing destroys the yoke. Gift to sing, a gift to preach, a gift to play music. I mean, there are all types of gifts. And you ain't repented not one time and ask Christ to come in your life. That's gifts, having gifts. He don't take your gift. It's how you use your gift. Asking him to, you know, use your gift for his glory. But these people they've just been in church all their life. Singers, Kirk Franklin and all them grew up in the church. What that mean? We all grew up in church. I mean, not everybody, but some, a majority of us grew up in church. What that mean? Singing songs and reading poems and doing all that stuff. Just know how the church go. But until you invite Christ in your life, we got rulers of pastors, sons and daughters and stuff ain't never gave their life to the Lord. Taking over their dad and uncles and grandparents' churches and leading people straight to hell. Just do whatever you want to do in God's house. God said his house should be called a house of prayer, not do whatever you want to do in it. House of prayer. People ain't praying. And when you don't pray, no power. When you pray, much prayer, much power. And a lot of y'all, like I say, eating from dirty spoon. You just eating from anybody that ain't never been saved. Ain't never gave their life to the Lord. Just took over the church because it was handed down. Just hand me down. Like clothes. You know, old hand me down clothes. Just pass it down. Oh my God. The Bible says, and there are many false prophets. Everybody want to preach now. Oh my God, I saw one yesterday, a young lady, I don't know her name, but anyway, she was up talking about she going to start a church, and she said she going to still be an actress or sing or whatever she doing. She said, I'm going to do that too. It's just a money scam. A lot of people quitting their job on Facebook and got people just getting them money. You know, the Bible said a man don't work, he don't eat. These people ain't working. I guess they working their mouth, huh? Oh, my God. But just quitting their job and just waiting for other people to take care of you. Send me a dollar, send me $10, whatever you want to send me, just send it. And come on, y'all. It's a game. It's a game. Oh my God, Jesus is soon to come. The Bible said many false prophets had shall arise. And they have. Everybody's apostle, chief apostle. You better not call nobody that say that they're apostle, a minister. You call them a minister. I'm not no minister. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. I'm a visionary. Oh my God. And then y'all got to watch out for all these phrases, you know. Oh, my God, these buzzwords, you know, karma. You know, karma going to get you. What did the Bible say? The Bible didn't say nothing about karma. Karma come from Hindus' belief. The Bible say you shall reap what you sown. That's what the Bible said. So now we just say whatever we want to say and do whatever we want to do and think it's okay. But a girl was saying she going to start her own church and everybody can come. Anybody come. Just come on and we going to do whatever we want to do in it. I said, oh my God. Y'all can't see? The Bible speaks of all these things will come to pass and we seeing it come. He said, ain't nothing here that ain't going to be revealed. And he's unveiling stuff. Your little secrets. Some people have been holding secret for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Thought I got away. He said, Nothing here. Ain't gonna be exposed. Oh yeah. You cover one ear and the other ear gonna pop up. Nothing here. He said, for many false prophets shall arise and deceive what? Many. Then said few. And they deceiving people. People turning away from God, you know, and going along with the stuff that God doing a new thing and not sticking with God's word and saying, you know, we can coexist now, you know, and we evolving and, oh, Lord, evolving conferences and, oh, my God, and women taking over, men sitting down and telling men that they can, that God don't want them to be strong, but be, oh, my God. The men supposed to be protectors. Oh, my God. He made man first. Oh, my God. But all this women live. Oh, my God. Women running the churches. Women running everything. The businesses. Most of the majority of businesses now, the women running it. What happened? Eve, the one, got us in trouble. You know, not obeying God. Not obeying her husband. You know? Most of the time when people, when something get done, the man always say, ask my wife, ask my wife, ask my wife. Oh, my God. See? And now we doing the same thing with our children. My son don't like that, or my daughter don't like that. What you want, honey? You don't tell them what they need. You tell them, you ask them what they want. And they are ruling stuff. They ruling the teachers in school. They got their cell phone. The teacher tell them to put the cell phone away. And they say, I ain't got to. It's my phone. They tell them to give them the phone. They won't give them the phone. Oh, my God. Just out of order. Chaos. Chaos. Ain't no order. I'm talking about order out of chaos. Ain't no order out of no chaos. All you getting is disaster. Oh, my God. Children ruling everything. And then they knowing nothing. Just passing them in school, knowing nothing. Yeah, no children left behind. No children left behind. And then when they get out, don't know nothing. Don't know nothing. Don't know how to read. Don't know nothing. Oh, my God. chaos, this world, this America need to get back to God. Need to repent. This nation need to repent because it's witchcraft and paganism everywhere. I mean, you got preachers up in the pulpit with holes in their nose and rings all over them. Oh my God, that's pagan. Oh my God. Occults everywhere. Just like Jim Jones and T.D. Jakes and them, just like Jim Jones. They're just using a different method. It's the same thing. They destroying people because they got eyes on them and not God. They become their God. Thou shalt have no other gods before him. But y'all making these men gods. Oh my God. It said, because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh my God. Have you ever seen it? It's people so cold. It used to be the community gathered together. But now, You don't even know your neighbors. Everybody to themselves. Some speak to you, some won't. You know, you ain't borrowing none. You definitely ain't borrowing none. You don't even know them. You should look out for one another. Everything has changed. The Bible told us it would in the last day. Said it would grow worse and worse. And it's getting worse and worse. I mean, families killing one another. The children killing the parents killing the children. Oh, my God. Who's behind that? But Satan. He's the one killing, stealing, and destroying people alive. God said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. Oh, my God. The Bible says in Galatians 6. Wait a minute. But he that shall endure until the end shall be saved, shall be saved. We got to endure, y'all, to the end so we can be saved. It ain't over. It ain't over once you die. It ain't over. The Bible said that the sea going to give up the dead. So you going to throw the ashes in the sea. They're going to come back together because every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess because God's word says so. And because you don't believe, don't mean it's not so. I pray that you believe. I pray that you get Christ in your heart. I pray that you invite him in and let him live in your life and lead you and guide you. And this day and time is such an evil day. Only how people make it without Christ in your life. The Bible says in Galatians 6, 9 and 10, and let us not be weary in well-doing. If you're doing good, don't be weary in it because of things you see around you. Don't be weary in it. Be not weary in well-doing. If you know you're doing what's right, keep on doing what's right and help somebody else. Let them see the light in you because there's a plenty of darkness. People walk around and say they worship Satan now. Never in my life. I've seen it like it has become that people worship Satan. I would have never believed this 40-some years ago. No, I would have never believed this. They got Lucifer in movies and, I mean, people throwing up devil signs. I mean, everybody throwing up the same sign. That right there should let you know. That's a sign right there. Who you serving? Everybody doing the devil sign. They look it up. Look up devil sign and see what it. Anton LaVey, which you know was a Satanist, and y'all was throwing up the same hand signs that he signed. Talking about the hand sign don't mean nothing. Talking about this peace. It ain't no peace. When you spell peace with a V, oh my God, all this stuff. Oh my God, it's right in your face. All you gotta do is look it up. People don't want to look up nothing. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you don't want to search the scriptures. You don't want to see what God's words say. You just want somebody to just tell you what God's words say. And some of them ain't telling you what God's words say. The international version. Come on now. That's for everybody. Don't change one word. Change the whole meaning. Oh, my God. He said, let us not be weary in well-doings, for in the due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. And we tell people, we love you, but God hates the sin. We try to tell you to come out of sin and be born again. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 30:19, he rather that you choose life. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Oh, yes. Be careful what you say out of your mouth. You speak blessings or curses out of your mouth. Be careful what you say. Be careful where you go. Be careful who you're hanging with. Be careful. You see what you hang around. You will become. You will be exposed for what you hang around and who you hang around with. See, things that you thought was in the dark, God bring it to the light. Oh, yeah. And it's coming to the light for a reason, y'all. Y'all better pay attention to who y'all following. Dirty spoons. Y'all eating out of dirty spoon. They feeding you. 1 Corinthians, this is the last one. I'm going to get back. Let's see, 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. But thanks be to God, which gives us what? The victory, y'all. The only victory we have is through Christ Jesus. It says, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. We got the victory only in Jesus Christ. That's the only way you have victory in your mind. The devil, you know, trying to tear up everything in your thought process. You got to give your mind to Jesus. Turn it over to him. Lord, I can't do it. Lord, come in my heart and change my life. Lead me and guide me throughout my life, God. I turn it over to you. Forgive me and cleanse me of my sin. I believe that you died and you rose again. Oh, yes, for me. Oh, yes. It said, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, beloved brother, be ye steadfast. Come on, y'all, be steadfast, unmovable. Don't let the stuff that people are doing that ain't right, and you know it ain't right, you were taught it won't right. Be not unmovable. Always, not sometime, but always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. I pray for the hearer on today that they will hear the word of God and that you will save, set free, and deliver them, oh God. I pray that they will repent and turn from our wicked ways. You say you are here. I pray that you will heal the land. Oh God, this land is sick. This land needs you, Jesus. People need the Lord. We need you, Jesus. You're the only way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, on today. And we pray that something I've said on today will touch your heart, change your life, for Jesus is soon to come. And he's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready. Okay, now to the 10 points that Marilyn. Let's see what it's called. No, I was telling y'all about the New Ager, Alistair Bailey. Now, these 10 points, I want y'all to look up these people right here. I want you to look up Shirley MacLaine, her belief. I want you to look up Alice Bailey, her 10 points for the New World Order, the destruction of Christianity. That's what it's titled. And this is an article that was back in 2013. October 16th. But then I want you to look up also Eckhart Tolle and Oprah, the New Earth. Then I want you to look up the most wickedest woman in America. I want you to look her up. Her name is Madeline. O'Hara. Then I want you to look up the most wickedest man in the world, which was Aleister Crowley. Come on, y'all. Let's get to work. Get the homework done so you can understand what's taking place around about us. These people have been working on this stuff a long time. And witchcraft is in America now. They've broken down the society the way they want to because the church stopped praying. The church stopped seeking God like we should. Became a powerless church. And when you become a powerless church, you open the door for the enemy to come in. And Satan came in. And she got, Alice Bailey got 10 points. It's called the 10-Point Plan by Alice Bailey and the New World Order for the Destructions of Christianity. And this article is from October 16, 2013. It said, while the church sleeps, the devil is damaging the souls with the Babylon system. It said, here's a strategy crafted by the occultist who died 65 years ago. But hey, it's still in what they sent out in the atmosphere. You see, the Bible said that the principalities and powers of the air, things has been spoken. I'm telling you, it's working now. It says she designed a system to drag people to hell. That's what it said. She designed this system to drag people to hell. It said the system was developed to repair the damage and the spread of the gospel massively. Oh, yeah. It said, here's her 10-point. Now, the purpose is to change Christian tradition or redeem the nation from Christian tradition. Number one says, take God and prayer out of the education system. And we can see what has brought in when you take prayer out of the school system. That's when mass shooting. I mean, we've had mass shooting all across the nation. Mass shooting, y'all, because a lack of prayer. People don't want to pray. And because we kick Christ out. When you kick God out, the devil is welcome in. And that's what we see. It says her education system is to change the curriculum to ensure that children are fed from the bondages, is fed from the bondage of Christian culture. It says because it causes children to be equipped. Okay, it says, 10-point plan of Alice Bailey and the New World Order for the Destructions of Christianity, October 16, 2013. It said the reason why it was designed, it said why the church sleep, the devil is damaging the souls for Babylonian system, which we know America now is Babylon, got the same system, paganism, occultism, spiritualism, all that. It says, here is the strategy and craft by the occultist who died 65 years ago. Even though she died 65 years ago, the stuff was spoken in the atmosphere. You know, principalities and powers in the air, witchcraft, darkness, you know, to try to rule over the earth now where it was light. And structure, now it's unstructured and it's darkness. It says, her system is to drag people to hell. It sure is. It says the strategy 10-point, or the purpose is to change Christian tradition or to redeem the nation of its Christian tradition. Number one, it says, take God and prayer out of the education system. We see what, when you take prayer out, the enemy comes in to destroy. We had mass shooting in schools. It said to change the curriculum to ensure that the children are fed from the bondage of Christian culture. They take it away. Why? It said because children go to school to be equipped for facing life. It's saying they are willing to trust and they are willing to value what is being given to them. That we know that children are the most vulnerable time is when they are young. They're innocent. You take their innocence away, so she want to soak in, soak out, put out the Christian traditions and put in something different. Soak it out. Because what kids put in, you know, they soak it up. Not soak it out. But they soak it in. They soak in things when they're small. In their early ages, they're vulnerable. You know, and so she wants to take it out. It says, if you take God out of education, they will unconsciously form a resolve that God is not necessary to face life. That's what the devil wants. The people to think that you don't need God. And that's the same thing the church doing today. Saying that you don't need God, be God. See how things are changing, taking place? You got unruly children, as I said, in the school now. But that's number one, is take prayer out of the education system. Number two is to reduce parental authority over the children. So what? Break the communication between the parent and the child. And they done that. You see it. But it said liberate the child from the bondage of their parents' tradition. Y'all need to look at this. This is what's taking place. It says promote excessive child rights. And they say that this started over in South Africa during 1997 and 1998. They introduced a child rights legislation called UNICEFO chapter. So today, a child is able to tell your parents, I don't want to listen to that. And I don't want to do what you tell me to do. And the teachers cannot talk to the children. The children step up to them and say, I got my rights and you can't talk to me that way. Yeah. So, you know, you promote excessive child right. And then the next thing, that was A, promoting excessive child right. Now, and B is to abolish corporate punishment. And we can see that today. They say this has been made law. And you know, you can't correct your child. But we know what Proverbs 23 and 13 and 14 said. Do not withhold correction from your child, for if you beat him with the rod, he will not die. That's why some of us still here. Correction. But these kids don't want no correction. Because, you know, now that they don't gave them their rights, they'll tell you quickly, I call the police on you, you better not hit me, I'll run away, you better not hit me. Yeah. They don't want the Bible. You know what Jesus said in the last day, wickedness would increase, and they will be rebellious children will not obey their parents. It's not a trend. It's organized. That's the word. Wickedness has increased, y'all. And B, teachers are the agents of implementation. It said from workshops, teachers tell children, your parents have no right to force you to pray or read your Bible. You or yourself have your rights. You have your own rights. You don't need them. discover yourself, self-expression, self-realization, self-fulfillment, all these buzzwords. They said in the West, when the child is 7, the teachers begin to say to the child, you have rights to choose whether you want to follow the faith of your parents or not. Ain't that something? A child 7 years old, they don't know what's good for them. They don't know what's best for them. You have to teach a child. But see, they telling the teachers to push these buzzwords to these kids, self-expression, self-realization. That's why you got children in school now, first grade, coming in, little boys with little dresses on. He expressing himself. Let him be himself. He don't know what's right. You have to teach the child. Oh my God. It's so sad. It said promote sexual promiscuity. And they do that. You teaching the child to say free young people to the concept of premarital sex. So you tell them, just go on out. Do what you want to do. Let them have free sex. You know, live it up so high that they'll enjoy it, you know. Sex is the highest joy in life. Tell them that. Ain't that something? That's contrary to the word of God. Word of God said, but fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as it's fitting for saints. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covenant person who is an idolatry has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. That's Ephesians 5, 3 through 5. They don't want you to tell your children that. It say use advertising, advertising industry, the media, the TV, magazine, films industry to promote sex and enjoy it to the highest pleasure of humanity. That's what it said. Have they succeeded? Yes. Look around. These little children, they humping, bumping, twerking, doing it all. Oh, my God. You go on some of them, go on Facebook and Instagram, you see they little babies. Oh, my God. It's just so sad. But they're advertising this stuff. You know, got kids running after money. Yeah. The next one is, if sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy. So what they did is they built all these abortion clinics and stuff, and then they tell the children, you know, you don't have to tell your parent, you know, you have free sex and a free relationship on your own, and you ain't got to tell them that you only want the pregnancy. Just go to, you know, go to the abortion clinic without them even knowing. It's just so sad. Next thing is to make divorce easy and legal. Free people from the concepts of marriage or life. You ain't gotta be married to that one person, like the Bible said, you know, until death do you part. Don't do that. That's what her system promote, you know. That make divorce easy and legal. Free people from the concepts of marriage for life. And we see that. People get married, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. You know? Not committed. Your word ain't no good. Nobody's word is any good now. It used to be say, you know, people say your word is your bond. You know, you could count on people's word. You can't count on it now. And this stuff has been implemented throughout the nation. It's witchcraft. Rebellion against God's word. It said make homosexual an alternative lifestyle. We see it. We see it. Make an alternative lifestyle. People just doing whatever they want to do. And it's okay. Yep. Incest. Homosexuality. Bestiality. All that. Everything, you know, the same. It don't make no difference. You don't want you to be married, you know, to one person Free yourself. Ain't that something? People enter into marriage now just like a contract, and you know, you just break it. Just break the contract. When you think about what God's word say, you know, to death do your part, like I said. And then debate art, make it running mad. It says promoting art, different kinds of art that's corrupt and defiled, and images of people in different, you know, in different, you know, like you see the different sculptures and stuff. I mean, there's a huge one where I saw some children took a picture on a nigger statue. This man and woman, it's a huge statue. I don't remember where it's at, but I saw, oh my God, artwork, just corrupt, filthy. No clothes, and now people just taking all the clothes off. Just don't care. Use the media to promote and change the mindset. And that we know that the TV tells you a vision. Mm-hmm. You know there could be somebody fixing a hamburger. Next minute you want one. You know? Oh my God. New ages are controlling that stuff. Porn spread, pornography material all over the TV. Used to be years ago, they ain't sleep in the same bed. Look at I Love Lucy, her and Ricky Ricardo. They ain't even sleep in the same bed, separate bed, you know? Oh my God. There's a lot of them, the old ones, when they first started out with TV. They weren't in no bed together. Oh my God. But now, you know. And then the next one was create an interface movement. And that's what we said. That initiative. You know, that interface movement. You know? Oh my God. Look this stuff up. Get the government to make all these laws and get the church to endorse these changes. And they've done that. They've done that. So I hope y'all will look up this stuff and look up these people. Because they have had a great influence over our nation. And the changes that have taken place. Oprah and Eckhart Tolle. And a whole lot of them. New Agers. You know? Oh my God. So, we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. God bless you, Ready Church.
You are my bright and morning star. You're my Savior, Lord. You are my closest friend. You be there until the end. Oh, you are my strong tower. In my weakest hour, you are the source, yes you are, Lord, you are all power.
Christ is the answer.
Today.
bright and morning star. You're my Savior, Lord, you are my closest friend. You'll be there until the end.
Oh, you are my strong tower in my weakest hour. You are the source, yes, you are, Lord.
An answer.
An answer.
An answer.